Hi, this is Mike Brood at the Warren Group, bringing you our 2020 year-end Connecticut home sales report. Last year, there were 38,641 single-family homes sold across the state, a 16.6% increase from 2019. At the same time, the median single-family home price increased 15.4% on a year-over-year basis to $300,000. This surge in single-family home sales came after a lackluster spring market, followed by a stronger-than-usual third and fourth quarters. Condo sales followed a similar trend, a weak spring market followed by a spike in activity during the final 6 months of the year. In total, there were 9,167 condo sales in 2020, a 0.6% increase from 2019. At the same time, the median sale price rose 12% to $187,000, the highest year-end price since 2010. Joining us now to shed some light on the Connecticut real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hi, Mike. Big snow is upon us, hey? This is one of those days where we're all glad that we can work from home, huh?
You know, I couldn't agree more, but a little part of me is a little upset that snow days are never really going to be kind of what they used to be. Now, the real estate market stumbled in the second quarter as COVID-19 set in, but it regained its foothold during the third and fourth quarters. Now, what sort of factors do you think may have helped the market regain its momentum?
Connecticut real estate posted a remarkable turnaround from a dismal second quarter. In April, May, and June of 2020, the number of single-family homes sold fell by 10%, 21%, and 17%, respectively. To rebound from those numbers in the last 6 months of the year, to finish up 16.6% is extraordinary. Despite high employment and business slowing down or shutting down, we saw strong demand. Tight inventory made buying a home a competitive challenge, and buyers were aggressive with their offers. In many ways, this increase in home buying and pricing reflects just how unequally the pandemic has affected consumers. Workers in the industries such as the restaurant and hotels lost jobs or they lost hours of work, while higher-income white-collar workers were able to work remotely. The higher-paid workers retained their jobs and sought out homes to buy. I would also say that the low interest rates drove up sales and the prices. And furthermore, the fact that the two top-performing counties in Connecticut were Fairfield and Litchfield, I would venture to say that buyers from New York City sought refuge in a country home in Connecticut. Connecticut was not the only state to see rising sales and rising prices, but it was among the strongest, beating neighboring Massachusetts.
But now that we're in 2021, do you think momentum will carry over into the new year?
It's hard to predict how the real estate market will fare in 2021. There seems to be plenty of optimism among consumers and economists. The stock market rose 16% in 2020, which gives home buyers confidence. The more time people stay at home, work from home, and play at home, the more they think about a new home, either as a replacement for their current home or as a second home. With vaccinations underway, the consensus seems to be that unemployment will fall and GDP will increase as businesses get back to work. With lower consumer spending during the pandemic, consumers are saving much more than before. Low interest rates don't attract the savings, and people are flocking to buy assets like stocks and homes. The National Association of Realtors conducted a survey of top real estate economists and came up with a consensus prediction of a gain in housing prices of 8% in 2021.
Condos followed similar trends to single-family homes in 2020, but at year's end, the total number of sales was relatively on par with 2019. What do you think held back condos last year?
Connecticut condo prices staged a long overdue rally in 2020. After falling or remaining essentially flat since the Great Recession, the median price gained 12% in 2020. The median price last year was $187,000, the best in over a decade. The gains in sales volume and median price trailed the gains for the single-family homes, but it was nevertheless a welcome sign of hope for condo owners.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your 2020 year-end Connecticut home sales report. If you'd like more information about The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.